Raise your vibration in under 7 days.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And today, oh yes, we're talking about raising your vibration in under 7 days. Now, before we talk about that, first, why is it important to raise our vibration? Well, first, you feel better, you're healthier, you're more magnetic, you attract more of what you truly desire, you're more in tune with source energy, and your ability to manifest the life you truly desire drastically increases as you raise your vibration. When you're hanging down there at those low vibratory marks like anger and fear and doubt, the ability to manifest very much is not there. It just is not going to happen. But as you begin to move away from those lower vibratory emotions, anger, fear, shame, and you move up toward optimism, happiness, love, passion, oh, then wonderful things begin to happen in your life, and you become truly a co-creator of your reality. You know, I really believe that the secret, the absolute secret to manifesting the life you truly desire, I'm not just talking about more money. I'm not just talking about becoming wealthy. I'm talking about the total package. The total life that you want, money, happiness, travel, love, family, companionship, friends, I mean, all of it. You can have it all by raising your vibration. And some of the exercises I'll share with you today, you can do in 7 days or less. What I mean, you can do them right away, but what I really mean is that you can see results in your life in 7 days or less. The only thing I ask is if you begin this, and I know that you will, please send us a letter. We love to get your letters on how these vibratory exercises have helped you. Well, one of the things that have helped me in my own personal pathworking journey on this planet is to engage regularly in gratitude. Now, I found a system that works for me. I want to share it with you because there are a number of ways to practice gratitude. You can just practice it all day long, which is what we kind of profess. We think that gratitude isn't a one-time thing. It's an all-the-time thing. You can have a gratitude journal. That's great. But I think this method is going to work along with whatever else you are doing, and it's very powerful. So you sit down once a day, and this can be a part of your morning ritual. And you write down 10 things that you are grateful for in your past. I mean, I want you to go back as far as you can remember. I want you to be grateful for the sandbox that you used to play in. I want you to be grateful for the swing set at the park that you love so much. I want you to focus on everything you can think of. I want you to be grateful for your first car. Whatever it is, go back into the past. And the past isn't just a week ago. It's all the way back, your whole life. So every day you're writing down, and you write these down, 10 things that you're grateful for from your past. Next, you write 10 things that you are grateful for right now, in your present, in your current life. And then you write 10 things that you are grateful for that you are about to manifest. I'm grateful for the new house that I'll be moving into shortly. Now, you don't have the house yet, but you're already grateful for it. You get the idea? So 10 on the past, 10 on the present, 10 on the future. Number 2, pay it forward. Do something nice for someone. I know it sounds trite, but listen, yesterday, Rachel picked me up at the gym and I got into the car and there was a beautiful rose for me and a nice card. No special occasion. It's not my birthday that I know of. No, my birthday's in February. It's not my birthday. There's no special anniversary. There's nothing going on. I didn't forget anything. It was just a nice gesture, a nice act of love. I want you to practice. And you know, the nice thing about it is it not only raises your vibration as the giver, but it raises the recipient's vibration too. So look for people and opportunities where you can do something nice, where you can just share. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to spend any money. Just do something nice. And make it a habit of looking for a special opportunity every single day.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, next, I'd like you to practice creative visualization, listening to 528 hertz. Now, I have a tuning fork that works at that frequency, and we use that a lot to amplify our clients' manifesting abilities, but it will optimize your DNA. It will increase your manifestation. And of course, it will raise your vibration. So you can go on YouTube. There are a number of audio programs that just have the 528 hertz frequency. You put that on. Close your eyes and practice creative visualization. Visualize something that you are now manifesting into your life. And do that. And if you want to really raise your vibration, set a clock so that you do it twice a day for about 2 or 3 minutes at 11:11 in the morning and 11:11 at night. Number 4, this is a tough one for some people. Eliminate complaining and gossiping. Every time you catch yourself about to complain, think of a compliment. Every time you begin to think about gossiping, remember these words that I'm telling you right now. Always be loyal to those who are not present. Always be loyal. That means that you're going to be loyal to them because they're not present. You're not going to say anything about them behind their back that you wouldn't share to their face. So eliminate complaining and gossiping. Now, if you've listened to this podcast before, you know I am a firm believer in Pavlov's law, and that is you just put a big rubber band on your wrist, big thick one, and every time you catch yourself complaining, snap it. After about a week, you will not be complaining. I mean, you will have literally changed that habit in your neurology and in your brain. Exercise outdoors if possible. Now, I like the idea of walking through the park or taking a walk around the neighborhood outdoors. You can't always do that. Where I'm from in the Seattle area, you can't exercise outdoors very well in the wintertime because it's cold and it's rainy. Okay, so you have to exercise indoors. But every time you get an opportunity to walk or run or bike outdoors, take advantage of that opportunity. It's a wonderful opportunity, and it will raise your vibration. Number six is, you know, download, go on your Apple iTunes account and download 3 or 4 Gregorian chant CDs. And just have them on in your room. Have them on when you're doing your housework. You don't have to know what they're saying. If you want to look up the Latin, you can do that. But the vibration, look at, they're not just chanting. They have studied vibration. There are books that go back to the 12th and 13th century on vibration and combinations of notes and certain chords that work with other chords that raise spiritual vibration. And there's a truth to it. I'm telling you, if you will just put on some Gregorian chants when you start to feel negative, when you start to feel down, it's going to put you into an elevator shaft that's going to literally raise you up, project you up into a higher level of vibration. You're just going to feel like you're being pulled up. So get yourself, and there's several of them out there, and you'll find one that you like. And that'll be the one you probably listen to the most. But I recommend getting at least 4. Well, number 7 is learn to practice Reiki or yoga or Qigong or something of that nature that works with energy. Now, I am an 18th degree grandmaster in Yasui Tiate Reiki. I'm also a grandmaster and founder of the Rosicrucian Reiki and the Ruach Healing Method. So if you are serious about learning Reiki, we can help you. We'd love to work with one or two serious students, but I don't teach everybody because most people are really not that serious. But you can always find a yoga class, right? There's a yoga class at the gym, at the library, at the school, at the church. Take a yoga class. Yoga is a wonderful way for raising your vibration. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, and want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching to discover, to unlock the potential of a mentoring program that could change your life. I'm talking about having the love that you desire, the money that you absolutely desire. I'm talking about having health and vitality and optimism. I'm talking about increasing your potential, your personal potential in every area of your life. I'm talking about unlimited human potential, and that's your potential. We want to help you unlock your unlimited human potential through miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Now, we work with corporations, we work with businesses, we work with individuals, we work with couples. If you are looking to unlock, to release your unlimited human potential, contact us. Let's talk for 30 minutes and we'll show you what we can do. We'll help you achieve your goals using the power of the ancient mysteries, cutting-edge science, and the law of attraction. Well, next on my list, number 8, is practice the fourfold breath every day. You can do it before your meditation work. You can do it anytime during the day. just in through the nose, through the nose. Hold it for 4 seconds. Out through the mouth. Leave your lungs empty for 4 seconds. So it's in through the nose for 4 seconds. Hold it for 4 seconds. Out through the mouth for 4 seconds. Leave your lungs empty for 4 seconds. Practice that for 5 minutes. You're going to be shocked at your vibration. You're going to feel it in your body. Number 9, drink charged water. Dr. Emoto did all kinds of research on this. We're going to probably do a whole series of this sometime in the future. But simply take your water, nice, clean spring water. Put it between your hands in glass and send it love. Send the intention of love into the water. Then remove your hands and drink. Now you tell me if you don't feel something different. You're going to feel literally this love energy pouring through your body, mixing with your chemistry, raising your vibration from the inside out. It's one of my favorite ways to raise vibration, drinking charged water. Number 10, positive I am affirmations. I am vibrating at a high level. I am filled with love and optimism. You know, positive I am affirmations, not just once in a while, but all the time. Now I've got a bonus. I got 2 bonuses for you. Are you ready? Here they are. Take the time to learn the middle pillar exercise. It's taught in the Kabbalah. It's taught in the Golden Dawn. If you don't want to become an initiate of the Golden Dawn, I recommend that you get our book, Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method, R-U-A-C-H. That's Hebrew for light or breath. The Ruach Healing Method, Magical Energy Healing. And you just type my name into Amazon. It'll come up. You can get the book. It has the middle pillar in it. It has all kinds of other exercises that will help you raise your vibration and help you heal others. It's a wonderful tool. And another bonus? Robert's got another bonus? I do. Practice intermittent fasting. I know it sounds tough, but if you will practice intermittent fasting a few days a week, and what I mean by that is that your last meal is, say, at 6 o'clock at night. You're done eating by 6 or 6:30. And you don't eat until the next day around noon. The next day around noon, you begin eating. So you have fasted all that time. For some reason, the ancients and the mystics have always known that fasting truly raises vibration in a huge, huge way. So there's all kinds of audios and videos and books on it. There's different ways to practice intermittent fasting, but I highly recommend it as a way to raise your vibration. Look, I absolutely am certain that you are going to manifest more of what you desire, that your unlimited human potential is being unlocked as you raise your vibration, that you're going to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health that you depend upon. It's all yours, okay? Hey, we're out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Share us on Facebook and around the net, and be sure and subscribe on YouTube and iTunes or Stitcher. Thank you. Bye-bye now.